Details of the investigation released so far confirm that the victim, 30-year-old Paul Heenan, mistakenly entered the wrong house just before 3 a.m. Friday morning. Police responded to a 911 call from the wife of the homeowner about a possible burglary. Heenan had just moved to Madison a week ago and was staying with a friend in a similar-looking house two doors down the block. When police arrived, Heenan and the homeowner were struggling with each other in the front yard. The homeowner was trying to help Heenan understand he was at the wrong house. Officer Stephen Heimsness drew his gun and ordered them both to get down on the ground. The homeowner put his hands up and backed away, but Chief Ray says Heenan walked quickly toward the officer and grabbed his arm. Seconds later, Officer Heimsness fired his gun, killing Heenan.
At the time that the officer fired, what we had is that Heenan had grabbed his arm, and the officer believed that he, with the other hand, was going after the gun.
Ray says the investigation is continuing, but all the facts so far suggest the use of deadly force was justified.
Anytime you get a citizen in close proximity to a police officer and their weapon in that close proximity, and it is an aggressive move, I think it does produce a deadly force situation. I can't go much further than that.
Ray says the Dane County Sheriff's Department has a team shadowing the Madison Police Department's internal investigation of the incident, but only one report will be produced and submitted to the district attorney, who will make the final decision on whether the shooting was justified. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.